least I'm losing weight and
at least you're shedding it, right?
Right. And I'm working on it and I'm starting to get there. It's just it's gonna take me another week or so before we get there. And we're looking at buying a whole wellness home, but it might take me another month to do that. So we're looking at that.
Okay, well that'll make a big difference.
Yeah. That'll make a big difference because I don't have a sleep mattress and I'm not available to the water like I want to be.
Oh yeah, it'll make a huge difference. And you're doing great if you're shedding pounds and stuff. So just hang in there.
Yeah, and I got my lights back on 24/7. So
well, good. 24? You wearing the bed?
No, but when I'm up during the day, that's all I'm doing, cardio strides.
I know what you meant. I was kidding you.
I know. But I got upset at my mom yesterday.
What?
I upset at my mom. She got stenosis of the spine, and she's really sick and stuff, and I told them when I get my wellness home, I wanted to use the mattress for a week, and she's like, no! I said, what do you want to do, stay in your disease and stay sick?
Oh, well, no.
Well, then do something.
Yeah, what'll it hurt to try, huh?
Yeah, she's so sick, she won't do anything to try it. My dad's got cancer, and they won't do anything to try anything.
My goodness.
You know, she's just miserable.
Yeah, you can lead the horse to water, but sometimes it's hard to get him to drink, the old saying goes. Well, let's see who else is here with us this morning. Mary? Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good morning. I hear a lot of you coming on.
This is Bonnie Brown from Vancouver, Washington.
Okay. I heard Linda Brown. Congratulations again, Linda.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did great.
I got 9 points, too.
Oh, wow. Good for you. All right. And Bonnie from Minnesota, I heard that.
I got a 9.
Woo-wee. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? I don't know if I'm leading this call today. Who's leading this call today? I just called in on the other one and heard music and thought I better come on here. Okay. Anyone else? I heard a lot of people beeping in. Who's here?
Hi, this is James in Tucson.
James in Tucson. All right. Are you keeping points, James?
Called a few months ago a couple times. Haven't called since.
Okay. Okay. Well, welcome back to the call. We're glad to have you here. Okay. Who else is here this morning?
You beat me on the host line, Mary Lou.
Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
No. I wondered if who was going to do it, and I got the music off, so, and then I called in and you were talking already, so.
Okay.
Go for it, kiddo.
All right.
I have a 9.5.
9.5? How do you do that?
I mentally journaled.
Oh. Okay, well, then that's what I got, too. I was only going to take a 9.
Well, I just became inventive.
Okay, well, good for you. All right. Anyone else here this morning want to report some points?
Hi, Mary Lou. It's Susan in Jacksonville, and I'm reporting 8.
You're reporting 8. Okay, Susan, hey, thanks a lot for telling us about the soy pasta. I found it in Washington.
Did?
Yeah, I did. I haven't tried it yet, but I'll tell you, I found it, and I bought 5 packages.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's 2 of us here.
Yeah. Where'd you find it at, Mary Lou?
I found it at, we've got this, what's it called? It's in Issaquah, it's a market that has a lot of organic stuff and health food. It's called PC something, but Whole Foods should have it, because I looked on the internet and Whole Foods should have it. Anyway, when I went in the door, I had taken it offline, and I just walked up to the guy in the store. I wasn't going to search it out and asked if they had it, and he said, yes, we just got it in, and he took me back and took me right to it. So there it was.
There's a PC in Glen
that, okay, and that's, okay, well, that's probably where you'll get it. Because they had it here. TC something. I don't remember what the, but it's, you know, it's a lot of natural foods and organic foods and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of this store before.
Okay. Okay, so you might want to try there. But anyway, thanks for the heads up, Susan. I haven't tried it yet, but just with your enthusiasm and excitement, I'm sure I'm going to love it.
Incredible.
Okay.
Hey, Mary. Mary Lou, I'm sorry. I got on a call late. This is Sherry. I got eight. And what were you saying is great?
That pasta. The pasta. We were talking about the soy pasta.
Okay. I got to try that still.
Yeah. I haven't tried it. It's in my refrigerator. We'll probably have it tonight. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on? Okay. Well, welcome to the lifestyle, lifestyle call. And if there's any of you folks here that are new, we're here for you. And if you've got any questions, we certainly are here to answer them for you. James in Tucson, do you have any questions? You said you were on and...
Last time I was on a couple months ago, a few months ago, there was a book I was supposed to get I never got.
Okay.
Material. I was wondering if you could refresh me with that. And.
Yes, you can get the... Nancy, I hope you've got the numbers there in front of you. I'm going to ask for some help here. You could get it from Focus on Growth and ask for the lifestyle packet. And or you can get the little book, A Week in the Zone. It's a little paperback book. You might be able to find it at a bookstore, but I really recommend that you get the whole packet, because what has made the program for me really easy is the food chart that Char Rogers made up that's in that packet. It's a colored food chart that's laminated that I keep on the kitchen counter, and it lists all your, you know, all the proteins, carbohydrates, and fats on that, and they're in little blocks, so you know that exactly, you know, what quantities to take, because each little block is one block. So when we're eating on the lifestyle way, we balance each of our meals, and for a man it would be four blocks of each, protein, carbs, and fat, and for a woman it's three blocks of protein, carbs, and fats. And we then have two snacks a day, which is one block for either a man or a woman of each, protein, carbs, and fats. And then we recommend that you balance your shakes this way as well. So if you're just starting the program and if you, you know, want to lose or release quite a bit, we encourage you to do, you know, two shake meals a day. And balance them. So is that as clear as mud to you?
Yeah. That Focus on Growth, that's a website or?
They are a tool store, and I can probably get you the phone number
they
here.
Have numbers, Mary.
Okay. Okay. So there's Focus on Growth or Blue Ribbon Video, and Nancy will give you the numbers.
Blue Ribbon is 800-533-2885, and Focus is 800-496-8508, and you might want to compare prices.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, did you get both those numbers, James?
1-800-533-2885, 1-800-496-8508.
Right. Thank you, Nancy.
There's a lifestyle packet to get, and the other one was, you said there was another book?
Yeah, just tell them you want the lifestyle pocket and you want to make sure the book is in it, because I think they have two packets now. They've got it with the book and without the book.
What's the book called?
It's A Week in the Zone.
A Week in the Zone, okay. Thank you.
You don't have to go to Ruth's website, Mary Lou.
Absolutely. Okay, so the other place you can go is to the Williams website, which is www.YBHurtn, that's the letter Y, the letter B, H-U-R-T-N, .biz, B-I-Z. And on the right-hand column, there is lifestyle information, and you can get a list of the best choices for proteins, carbs, and fats. And if you're just getting started, boy, if you stick with those best proteins, carbs, and fats, you'll do really, really well. And that's what a lot of us have done before we ever got our packet, was just got the list of the best ones, and we stayed on that for a couple of weeks, and it was pretty impressive the way we felt within a day or two, because we had more energy and more mental clarity. So.
So it's capital Y, B, and then the word H-U-R-T-N, you said?
Yeah, Y, B, Hurtin. Yeah, and it doesn't need to be caps, I don't think.
Dot biz?
It's B-I-Z, correct.
B-I-Z, okay, thank you.
And this probably, I haven't been in there for a while, but Nancy, correct me if I'm wrong. They have the journal on there, too?
Because
I printed off several journals from the old website.
Well, somebody gave us a journal yesterday, let me think who it was. I have notes on it.
There's one on Steve's website, too.
No, this one you just check, and she gave us, Living in Balance Effort. Mary, was
Nancy,
that?
It was Margaret. And it was Living in Balance.
Balance at Verizon.net, yeah. She said it's one that you just check off. I forgot to do it yesterday, but yeah.
What is it called, Living in Balance?
Uh-huh.
At Verizon.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, Verizon.net.
And that's, she simplified it so that you just have to put check marks, she said, so that's cool.
Okay, and is that Margaret's?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you're right, I think that Ruth does have one, Mary Lou.
Living in Balance at Horizon.net.
Verizon.
You put a at on it?
The letter, the at with the A with a circle around it?
Well, maybe not.
That sounds like an email address, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Or does it? Am I awake yet?
It is an email address, and she'll send you the chart. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Ask for the chart.
Yeah. The journal.
Okay.
I want to thank everybody real quick. I got to run. I got to go to work. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, Jean. Bring your questions to the call, okay?
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, somebody's got a pretty noisy background. If you could star 6, getting a lot of interference, like somebody's driving in a car or walking in the wind, or star 6 will meet you. Okay. If you could star 6 if you're in a noisy place, it'll help. Can you guys hear okay?
Challenge. That's better.
Okay, there, it's gone. Thank you. Okay, what else is up, you guys? What else? Anybody else have any questions here? Anybody got any ahas?
I picked up 2 things yesterday on the internet.
Okay.
Back to cinnamon. It's helpful for controlling weight. It increases insulin sensitivity, helping to enhance brain satiety. Fullness. Satious. How do you say that word? S-A-T-I-E-T-Y.
Satiety.
Satiety.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, it helps your brain feel full.
Oh, my goodness.
So it increases your insulin sensitivity, helping to enhance brain satiety.
Wow. Are you going to send that out to us?
Oh. I'll type it up because I don't remember where I got it from.
Oh, okay.
And also, chronic stress makes your body store more fat.
Yeah.
I mean, rather than the questionnaire, and it was, I think this was actually under an Oz thing.
Uh-huh.
One of the questions was, which helps you store fat more? A chronic stress, meaning long-term, a bout of intense stress that's gone soon, and I forget what the other ones were, and it was the chronic long-term stress.
Mm-hmm.
Body, I need to store fat.
Mm-hmm. So, meditation, that's why meditation, everything is so important.
And exercise.
And exercise on our program to get rid of that stress.
Stress is a horrible killer.
It absolutely is. Boy, nothing will kill those adrenals faster either than stress. So, wow. That was great information. Did you say that there was a thing you could fill out on that?
It was a questionnaire. I got it.
I don't want to do it.
But I don't remember.
Huh?
I may have sent it to you, and I can't remember. It was from one of my newsletters, and I I don't remember whether I sent it out to anyone or not, but there were like 5 or 6 questions, and I'm pretty sure they were either Roy's or Oz's, and I got some of them right, but some of them I didn't. So.
Wow, great. Thank you for that, Nancy. Boy, we've got to remember the cinnamon, cinnamon, cinnamon. You know how people keep their salt and pepper at the table? I keep my cinnamon at the table now, Nancy.
Oh, mine's right next to the shake in my cupboard.
Oh, is it? Well, mine gets all the way over to the table so that when I even sit down and have my balanced meal at night, I put it on, I put my cinnamon on a lot of different things.
Mm. It's wonderful on just fresh fruit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Larry kind of looks at me funny when I dribble it over my cottage cheese, but
it's wonderful that way. With
yeah.
Walnuts in there? Hmm. Hmm.
Delicious.
Well, I found something. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Are you still
That's
okay. talking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. I found something I thought that was interesting. You know, Life Extension comes up with these really crazy things, but here it is. It says that common brain cells may have stem cell-like potential for self, you know. And here's just a little paragraph. It says, we can theoretically take a single brain cell out of a human being with just this one cell and generate enough to replace every cell of the donor's brain and conceivably those of 50 million other people. This is a completely new source of human brain cells that can potentially fight Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, and a whole host of other brain disorders, and it would probably only take enough material for a human transplant operation.
Huh.
I mean, I can't believe they can do these things. You know, I mean, I know they want to do these things, but...
So if you get a whole new brain, you're a whole new personality, right?
No. I don't think so. I think because I think that's the largest organ in the body. I think it's like any other organ. I know this, that the hardwiring in the brain determines that you function at all as a personality. Okay. But I don't really think it would completely take away what your personality is, you know. I think that if they renewed your brain, I think that you would still exist as a human being.
Interesting.
I know that's one of the ethical questions they have now, that if they run a lot of internal organs through you, does that change who you are?
Uh-huh.
In other words, if they put like those nanotechnology mechanical devices in your body, do you become a cyborg or are you limited? Are you limited or are you still a human being? So these are like ethical questions.
Mm. You mentioned stroke in that list.
Stroke was in there.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wow. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let's have some more PyMeg-optimized water, letting those...
I know. Isn't that the truth? I swear. I know. Like, you know, that's a fountain of, like, that would be healing us forever, you know. We'll have to create their consciousness for them and get them to understand what they can just do with water, right?
That's the one thing, you know, when we were at the convention, when the man who, that Korean gentleman, I can't remember his name, that came up with that optimizer, when he got up to talk, I got out my pad and paper and I thought, oh, man, you know, I was going to write down so much stuff that he had to say. And he talked so far over my head. When he was all done, I looked at my piece of paper and I didn't have anything on it. But I was amazed because he had this slide presentation, and the one thing that will stick out forever and ever and ever that I will always remember, and Larry remembers it too, and he probably tells it better than me, is the way once we drink our PyMeg optimized water, the minute it hits our palate, it just goes to the brain and it spreads out like cobwebs. And forces nothing else is small enough to penetrate the cell membranes, and this water will just penetrate the cell membrane, pushing out the bad water and putting in the good, and that's what I got out of it. So
I certainly have it in different words than what he did, but you know, when we replace all the water in our body with our Prime Egg optimized water, that's, you know, that's, think of how much healthier we are. And, you know, when we first start drinking this water, it seems like, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like to drink a lot of water because it's got me running to the bathroom all the time. Well, you know, once that is true with a lot of the yucky water out there because it's foreign and your body doesn't like it. And so it's going right through you. But have you noticed that with the Pymeg water that, you know, you're not running all day? And I drink a lot of it.
You're not?
I'm not. No, I'm not.
When you get to my age, you will.
But listen, I'm right at your age. But listen, my new doctor, you know, I've got two doctors now. I have a naturopathic doctor, and I also have a new GYN, lady, and it's a lady. And they asked the question to me on how much water I was drinking, and I told them, the new doctor said, why so much water? I said, well, because I am shedding pounds and I'm releasing all of this. And she said that for my age, you guys, listen to this, and I've read this somewhere else too. You know how we've been saying, what have we been saying? Half your weight in ounces is what we've been saying. She said for my age, third of my weight in ounces. She said that at my age that there should still be a faint yellow to my urine.
Wow.
Oh, I wonder if this is being recorded this morning. I should be disguise my voice when I'm talking. But anyway, that's what she said. I said, well, I thought I was supposed to go until it was clear. And she said, no, not at my age. I don't know if she's worried I'm losing all my nutrients or what, but next time I see her, I'm going to ask her about that.
Well, it is yellow after I take my nutritionals.
Well, see, Dr. Pedersen.
Oh, Freudian slip.
Dr. Pedersen told me that if, you guys have no idea how much water I was drinking. He told me that if there was any color at all, I still was not drinking enough water.
That's pretty steep.
Yeah, well, I upped my water intake, you guys. You know, I was drinking an awful lot of water, and I'm feeling just as good. And so, you know, the rule of thumb is 8 10-ounce glasses or 10 8-ounce glasses. And another good thing is, you know, anywhere from a third to a half of your weight in ounces of water a day is probably a good rule of thumb. I don't think I'm going to say half anymore. That's, you know, I think somewhere in there is a good rule of thumb. Would you agree?
Well, I said you should be able to read. Now I don't know how dark the print is supposed to be. If you need a new ribbon, it might be a little bit lighter.
Everybody, I know. Well, I can read through mine. Okay, enough on that subject. But there, Susan, look at where our conversation's going.
Well, that was good for me because I didn't know that our urine should be clear.
Pretty almost. Yep, pretty almost.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. I will say that for one of the times when I first got into Neakin, it was heavy. When I first had the Pymeg water and they were doing demonstrations, I never had anything affect me so fast in my life. I will say that. Definitely.
The water?
Yeah, definitely. I could feel it. As soon as it hit my stomach, it affected my body.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know
how did it affect your body?
Well, you know, I'm really fast as a person, and it was just like, I felt like it was faster than me. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it's just like, what in my experience with food and drink, I would see how it affects my body, right? You know how your body is affected by the food you eat. Your body will tell you how it feels about foods you eat. And when I had the water, I had a healthy experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I had that healthy experience, I knew that this was the greatest experience I ever had with water. And I knew that it was like Pymeg water. I didn't know anything about it, but I knew this was going to be good for me, and I was going to learn about it.
Wow. That is awesome. Yeah, this is very, very wonderful water, and I still try to get in my, at least a quart and a half in the morning before anything else, and boy, oh boy, you guys, that has just, I still hadn't completely gotten myself off of coffee, but I'm 99% off of coffee now because I start the day with, you know, with the water.
Did you try the herbal blends? Did you try the herbal blends from, like, the health food stores?
Piro? Like?
Oh, they're good. You know, and the other one I get, hold on, I'll tell you what it is. Hold on. Hold on a minute.
She's talking about an herbal blend coffee?
This is called Tessicino, and I get it in chocolate mint or Java or amaretto.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's in it? Are there any carbs? Is there any count in it?
Hold on a minute. I'll do the chocolate mint. Okay,
yeah,
let's look at it. A tablespoon has no fat, 2 carbs, and no protein.
Okay, so tell us the brand name again.
Tessicino, T-E-E-C-E-I-N-O.
Okay. What's the main ingredient?
Hold on. Okay, here we go. Ingredients. Here I am. Roasted carob, barley, chicory, root.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Dates, peppermint, natural chocolate flavor, figs, and cocoa powder.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I'll look at that at the PC store.
Oh, that's good. Let me tell you something. It's very good. And you know what? I make it with soy milk. I mean, I put soy milk in it instead of milk or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Do you ever throw any of that in your body down shake for flavor?
I've never done that, but that's a very good idea.
There could be some caffeine in there with that chocolate, I'll bet.
It doesn't say it. I have, let me look. Does it say anything about caffeine?
Well, we know that chocolate's good for us.
I know.
So then you wouldn't have the acidity that you get from coffee.
Right.
Okay, that's what we want to avoid, because I have a hard time giving up my coffee, too.
Yeah. I've been using the Pero, P-E-R-O, and that's barley. But it's definitely coffee taste.
Spell the name of this.
That's some char.
Mary Lou, do you have the name spelled?
Pardon me?
Spell the name of this.
The one she gave us?
Uh-huh.
T-E-E-C.
Is it Peter?
No, I think it was T like teacher.
Okay.
Is that right, Susan?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
E-E-C-E-I-N-O, is that correct?
Yes.
T-C-E-N-O, I guess. Okay, any other questions this morning? I really think that we should cover a paragraph of the book.
Okay, I just have one more thing that's in my mind because I just heard it and I didn't know it.
Okay.
You take the Greenzymes. You're not supposed to drink anything hot, like hot coffee, you know, like for at least 20 minutes afterwards, or it kills the effect of the Greenzyme. That I didn't know.
Good job. Glad you brought that up.
So, you know, with my coffee, I quit taking my Greenzymes before that then. I take it later after I'm done drinking coffee.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's scientist.
Yeah, I try to take it first. Before anything else, although
before
this morning I didn't because I had hot water this morning with a little bit of lemon in it, so.
Okay,
thank you. We've been on the phone, that's why I was coughing. I got some lemon caught in my throat. So that is good to know. And you know, I'm trying to think, it seemed to me we did some kind of a demonstration with hot and cold jade greenzymes with energy testing. And the reason we did that was to show why it is so important to have our patented cold water process with our jade greenzymes.
Okay.
And I'm trying to remember how we did that now. I may do it with my husband later. And I think tomorrow, Nancy, we have this call again tomorrow, don't we?
Yep.
And I'll have my husband and I do it so I can tell you guys about that. Anybody else ever do that?
Mm-mm.
It seemed to me that I don't think I drank it hot. I think we just mixed it hot. I held on to it, and he energy tested me, and it showed that how much weaker I was. The good stuff was gone from the hot barley. Mm-hmm. And did you happen to see that, Bonnie? Is that why, how you knew?
Someone told me. No, Paulette told me. I didn't know.
Okay.
In fact, her husband brought it up.
Okay.
You know, that you're killing the effects of the greenzymes. He said specifically what it was, but I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It kills the enzymes, I believe.
Enzymes? Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's coffee or because it's hot?
Because it's hot. I had been putting it in my husband's oatmeal, and I stopped because he won't take it. It was good in the shakes, but now that we're into oatmeal season, he doesn't get it.
Right.
Okay.
But the new pills.
Yep, that'll do it.
Oh, that is so great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for staying on that for a minute.
Okay, well, good. That was a good question and a good statement to let everybody know about because, yeah. And that was the main thing, too, was to, because we have a patented cold water process. That's why ours is superior to anybody else that's out there, so.
Okay, that's right. I forgot.
You just.
That's why it looks richer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, any other questions before we cover a paragraph in the book? Does anybody know where we are in the book?
Page 170.
170. Boy, I'm moving right along. Somebody covered 10 pages. Or I had my marker in there. Oh, this is good. Frequently asked questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a good one. Why are both carbohydrates and protein required at every meal and snack? And the Zone Logic says that excess insulin will make you fat and keep you fat, and your goal is to maintain insulin not too high and not too low throughout the entire day. So the protein and carbohydrate content of a meal has a dramatic impact on insulin production and determines how well you keep insulin in the zone for the next 4 to 6 hours. That's why we balance with protein and carbs and fats at every time we eat something. And you know, that little change has made a huge difference for the way we feel, our mental clarity, being able to, you know, have that added, that extra energy. And I really do believe this is the healthiest way to eat. And, you know, before the lifestyle program, I don't know about you guys, but when I had my snack, it was one of those groups. And usually it was the carbohydrate one. No wonder I've struggled with weight all my life. But it's important, protein, carbs, and fats at every meal and snack. So, and why is the timing so important? Well, as with any medication, you want to control the body's utilization of the protein and carbohydrate consistently throughout the day, and so you should eat a minimum of 3 meals and 2 snacks. A zone meal should provide you with keep you 4 to 6 hours in the zone, whereas a snack is good for approximately 2 or 2.5 hours. And additionally, you must eat within 1 hour after waking, and don't forget your afternoon and late-night snacks. Eating every 5 hours, whether you're hungry or not, is necessary to stay in the zone. In fact, lack of hunger without cravings for sugar and sweets, coupled with a good mental focus, is a good indicator that you are in the zone. Isn't that the truth?
It's interesting that he says eat a minimum of 3 meals and 2 snacks. Never noticed that before.
Did I throw that word in?
No, it's there.
Oh, really?
Under why is meal timing so important, the first paragraph. You should eat a minimum of 3 meals and 2 snacks.
Okay, yep, you're right. Okay, it kind of scared me. I thought I threw that word in.
It's there.
Okay.
I had it highlighted even, but I didn't have to register before.
You know what? I've highlighted all around it.
Me too.
Yep. And so like planning your daily activities, meal and snack time should be planned accordingly based on your wake-up time, determining those time points throughout the day when it's time to eat your next meal or snack. And that's the hardest thing here with my husband. He'll say, but I'm not hungry. And I'll say, but that's why we need to eat now. It's time. That's why we don't overeat anymore. It's because we eat when the clock says it's time to eat. We're eating for life, not living to eat. Eating to live, not living to eat.
Thin people eat by the clock.
Yes. I got a tiny, tiny sister-in-law. She's lived across the street from me, and she was an excellent cook, and she loved to entertain, and I never, ever, ever actually saw her sit down and eat a very big meal, but yet she always had what she called poo-poos. She always had munchies around. She was a respiratory therapist by trade, and she just always had healthy things that she was munching on. I can't remember if they were balanced, but I'll bet you money they were. So I thought back on it. I'm going to do one more because I already have a line that it was the end here. If I follow the zone, does this mean I can never have rice, pasta, or bagels again? No, but you should be using these carbohydrate sources in moderation, just like condiments. Simply make sure that most of your daily intake of carbohydrates comes from vegetables and fruits, and whenever possible, cut down on your intake of grains and starches. That's why that Char's chart is so good. It just makes it easier for us. I mean, those vegetables and fruits jump out at me. I don't know about you guys. And that's different than it's ever been for me before. Okay, I think that's a good place to end. I think we've gone over time, haven't we? Yep. Okay, any last-minute questions for us? Okay, well, we'll be here again tomorrow. I didn't get on yesterday. Yesterday was Eastwood, so I'm sure they were here, correct?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Okay, you guys, have a super day. Let's make it a 10. No more 9.5, Nancy. Let's get our simple journal. And we'll talk to everybody tomorrow. The sun's shining. I think I better go for my walk before too many clouds get here. So have a great day. Make it a 10, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.